good job of that, and it's been an ordeal, I know, and I guess
well,
it's the fact...
Well, Sam is a sweet guy, and I don't really mind it.
If they don't get too many danger signs printed on these cigarettes, and you don't smoke too many of them, why...
I am smoking too many of them, Mr. President.
Well,
I am doing it, I admit it.
I can understand it, I can tell you that. I need some myself.
Well, you tell me someday how you quit, will you? Because I want to, but I simply don't have the guts to.
Well, you can't do it when going through what you are. I don't want you to think about it now, but...
I'm getting a bad press on cigarettes.
No.
I'm hurting your other legislation.
Not at all. You're getting a good press on everything. Now, we named your boys yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Now, you checked, I wonder, did you check tidings on and Booster on this, Fred Benson?
I didn't. I mentioned it to Barefoot, and I'm not sure that I... But he did it. I did check Bobby on Weisel. That was fine.
That's good. Well,
I wasn't sure whether Vincent lived in or out.
I would just tell him that they didn't know you thought he lived in the district.
Yeah.
You'd find he's there, but it's Chief Justice's son. And,
oh, there's no problem with either of those senators.
So, that's all right. Well, I guess that... now, the civil rights groups, are they reasonably happy with you?
Oh, yeah. Yep, they're all reasonably happy.
What are they going to do when they get through marching? What's it going to be the next plan?
Well, I don't know, Mr. President. I think King would like to take a little rest. He's got some sore feet. I can't say that some of these SNCC kids aren't going to continue to, you know, raise a little bit of hell. I think they will. But the more we can isolate it off into the small group way out there, the better off we are. And I think with the legislation and with Easter and one thing or another, we can do pretty well. But I don't want to give you the feeling or impression that because we get this voting bill quickly and because they've had their march that we can all, you know, turn our attentions to something else and forget about civil rights, because they'll continue to raise some hell. And we'll just try to keep it under control. I want to get the military out of there just as quick as we damn well can. They write as soon as this dispersal goes, they'll haul into Montgomery and into the armory, get it back to the police taking over there in Montgomery.
You're reasonably sure we can defend this bill from the poll tax boys and from the 18-year-olds and so forth?
Yes, Mr. President. I think we're in good shape, and Dirksen's staying very solid with us, and he's got, we're going to have over 80 votes in the Senate for that bill.
I don't think it'd be bad if they put you in a corner anyway to say to them that in drafting it with the senators and in drafting it with the president, that the president raised a question with you about the poll tax and 18-year-old. I have voted against statutory poll tax a dozen times.
Yes, I know that.
On the ground that they've always told me that you couldn't do it that way. And then I got the constitutional amendment and got it through. But... I think it wouldn't be bad to just let it show that you advised the president. You just didn't believe it. You've already crossed that bridge. You studied it. You evaluated it. And you told him that you just didn't believe that you could do it that way. That might hurt the whole legislation. That's what you said, as I remember.
And that's what I've been testifying to. And I haven't bought you into it on that. I can.
I just say the president.
I said it was my view. We didn't have the case to do this. By statute. We didn't have the facts to do it by statute, that I personally was opposed to a poll tax. I put that on myself. I assume that you are too, Mr. President, that you don't like a poll
tax. That's right. Oh, I've made speeches for 20 years, statewide radio campaign, but I've taken this position, and I raised it with you, and you took the same position that... Senator Wirtz did. He was Ickes undersecretary and kind of an advisor of mine, political, legal, for many, many years, that he didn't think that we could repeal a poll tax by statute. And the effective way was constitutional amendment. So I always voted against repealing it by statute, and I always supported it by a constitutional amendment in Texas, in the Texas Constitution. And I campaigned for it there, and Rayburn campaigned with us, and we bought statewide radio back before television at our own expense. and tried to. And each time they'd beat us because the teachers get the money.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't support us. But they used that a good deal on me in the campaign, and I don't think it would really hurt the record a bit. And if you do, if you think it might involve me more than otherwise, well, don't do it, but give consideration to it. But if they give you an opening, I would just say that the president informed me that he had had the opinion of other counsel in past years that it would be difficult to repeal the poll tax this route, but he asked me to fully explore it and give me give him an opinion and a recommendation, because if it could be done, he wanted to
do that.
And had an interest. He hadn't reached a conclusion, but he had an interest in lowering the age limit. And I told him, after carefully considering it by our best legal talent, that in my judgment, he would bog the bill down. This was not the way to do it, and we'll take this and then give further study to these other matters.
Right. I'll do that this morning, Mr. President. I said the reason for the low turnout in Texas was the poll tax. I hope that's right.
Yes, I think so. I think it's right.
I said I talked it over with several people. And
I think so.
I left it.
I think it's right. I
you
think
share that view.
Oh yes, sure,
right.
Sure I do. And I have said that, and I said it's disgraceful. And President Kennedy and I had a number of discussions about it, and I have forgotten. But it seems to me that he had a third of the population and almost as many votes.
Yeah.
Now, I may be wrong. What's Massachusetts? Check it, but it's probably 3 million, maybe four.
Yeah.
What is it? You have any idea?
I don't have the figures in front of me.
We have about 10. Yeah. I believe that he has 1.5 million votes up there, and we have 1.5 million.
Yeah.
And he's got a third as many people. And the reason is that we got a poll tax.
Yeah.
It's not one that that keeps the Negro from voting. He doesn't have a literacy test or anything like that. He just forgets to go pay this $1.75
yeah.
the first year. And he doesn't have to pay back like Alabama saw. He can go in between January. But I damn near forget it every year myself. And the governor of the state forgot it 1 year and was elected governor and couldn't vote for himself. So that's old Daniel. If they ever get you in a corner on it, just point out that some of the highest officials sometimes include themselves out, as Sam Golden said, by not having a poll tax. And old Daniel was running for governor, and they sprung it on him, and he couldn't vote for himself. And he ridiculed it so damn much that may have been one reason he was elected, because the people didn't like it. But we've got this teacher thing, and that's kept us from repealing. That's the reason we don't have a vote.
Well, that's what I said.
And anything that you can say about the Mexican, say it's not just a few counties in Alabama, Mississippi necessarily, but there are other places. Now, I'm just wondering how you're going to get to the bad counties of the Mexicans in Texas, or the Negroes, where they...
I think we can do that under the existing legislation.
I saw you said that last night.
See, the thing is, we've been concentrating on Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. Now, if we have 110 lawyers and they get freed from that, I think we can do pretty well. We won't have the same problem with the judges, and I think we can do a pretty good job in those other sections. Now, Lindsey and Javits want to push with an amendment, so does Teddy Kennedy. And I feel obligated to stay with Dirksen on this.
Yeah, well, I just tell him that.
I'm going to treated Javits a little bit hard yesterday because he just rubs me the wrong way, frankly.
Yeah.
But I'll be a little softer with Teddy today and then just see what Dirksen's pleasure on this, because he's really the key there and McCulloch in the house. I think I've got to.
I think that's a good strategy.
I can't move away from there.
Not a bit. I'd follow him. That's what. You're right. I'll let you go.
Okay.
God bless you. I'll see you later in the day.
Okay. Bye.